Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
The sounds of insects on a warm spring evening is music to the ear of composer Meira Warshauer. Warshauer's first symphony was inspired by insects and other sounds she heard in the rainforest of Peru and her own backyard in South Carolina. The symphony has just been released on CD. Producer Eileen LeBlanc has this profile of the composer and her composition called Living, Breathing Earth.
I had been recording the cicadas and the backyard sounds and was listening really carefully to them. I wanted to see what were the natural rhythms, what were the sounds that were around us. But I was playing those over and over again, the recordings of the cicadas and the birds and the water. And the rhythms of the cicadas really caught my ear. They have like a 21-second or so span of phrase. On the shaker, it goes like... Or with my mouth, it's this sh- I was interested in the shape of that phrase, how it starts slowly and gets faster and builds and to the crescendo, and then it has this glissando at the end. So I took that length and that kind of the energy rising and diminuendoing, getting softer, and let that be the arch of the phrasing for the first movement, which is called Call of the Cicadas. Actually, I asked myself, what would Mr. Cicada do? What would he sound like if he had a whole orchestra like I have to play? It wouldn't just be high pitches, and it wouldn't just be those rhythms. Well, what would it be? It certainly would be a broader pitch range from low to high, and so I was able to bring in the basses and the, you know, the low brass. But I also wanted to give a sense of the summer air and the humidity and the thickness of that summer heat. And so I had these, I had the oboes and bassoons. And maybe it's a mosquito, I don't know, but it's one of those insects that kind of comes out when it's really hot in the South. And I associate it with this really thick, wonderful, hot air, which I love. I'm from North Carolina, and I love the summer heat. The recordings in Peru were not as dramatic as the ones I had in my backyard. But what those recordings have is a richness of layers, so many different animals making their quiet contributions to an incredibly rich soundscape. My family and I, when we went to Peru, we stayed at a lodge right on the Tawayo River, and one night we went on a canoe ride down this Tawayo River. And it was a night with a no moon. So all the stars were really bright. And not only the stars were twinkling in their dark background, but along the sides were the fireflies. So we had the stars twinkling and then the fireflies connecting the heavens really to the earth. And then, since we were on the river, it didn't stop at the earth because it was all reflected in the dark water below. And it was so peaceful. The third movement captures the energy of the butterflies that they're swirling around. By the side of the river, there were these yellow butterflies that were in a pattern. And, of course, the sun was shining on them and lighting up the water, glistening there. And it was really kind of a sparkly sounding. But I put it in the strings and just had them move really fast and very lightly. I mean, I hate to proselytize, but in this time, I feel it's so important for us to reconnect with how much we love this earth. I know everyone loves the earth. Who has ever seen a child that doesn't love to play outside? We all come into life loving the earth, and we need to wake up. So I hope this wakes us up. I hope it gives us comfort. I hope it gives us joy. I hope it lulls us to sleep in the second movement. I hope it wakes us up with wings in the third movement. I hope the first movement just makes us want to go outside and listen to all the weird and great stuff that there is. And I hope the last movement just inspires us and carries us forward.
Meir Warschauer's Living, Breathing Earth was performed by the South Carolina Philharmonic, conducted by Nicholas Smith and recorded by engineer Jeff Francis. Warschauer's new CD is on Navona Records. Our sound portrait was produced by Eileen LeBlanc. For more information and a slideshow, go to our website, loe.org. And while you're online, check out our sister program, Planet Harmony. Planet Harmony welcomes all and pays special attention to stories affecting communities of color. Log on and join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Belinsky, Helen Palmer, Jessica Lee Smith, Ike Shrieskandaraja Mitrataj, and Jeff Young, with help from Sarah Calkins, Gabriella Romano, and Sammy Souza. And we welcome a new intern this week, Anne-Marie Singh. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lierz-Dean composed our themes. You can find this anytime at loe.org or on our Facebook page, PRI's Living on Earth. And you can tweet us on Twitter at Living on Earth. That's one word. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield invites you to just eat organic for a day. Details at justeatorganic.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Go Forward Fund, and Pax World Mutual and Exchange Traded Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Paxworld, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.